Tidik Sva Lila Birananda Kunde Svagosham Nimatyantam Akyapayantam Tadiyeshito Gesho Bhakta Jitatvam Puna Prematastan Shatavriti Vande. Yes. Through his childhood pastimes, Krishna immerses his own people in pools of ecstasy, and so reveals to devotees who worship him in the mood of majesty that his heart can only be conquered by devotion steeped in spontaneous love. I praise that Lord Damodar hundreds and hundreds of times. Iti diksva lila bir ananda kunde sagosham nimatyantam akyapayantam tadiyeshito gesho bhaktaditadvam Una prematasta chata vriti vande Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. This created there in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj by Krishna's extraordinary pastime is something which the devotee thinks is higher than eternal residence in Vaikuntha. It's higher than the perfection awarded by Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Satyavrata Muni, who sings this beautiful prayer, says, I just want one thing. I want to always see your form as a cowherd boy in my mind who runs. Then if I have this, what is the use of all these other boons? You know, Vaikuntha, perfection and bhakti, nine limbs and so on. This is all I need. So, finally, and we will end here with this, Yashoda came and Krishna had one of his hands when he was run was flying up, so Krishna Yashoda caught that hand, and then a beautiful conversation between Yashoda Ma and Krishna ensued. Krishna said, "Mother, do not beat me." Yashoda started to smile slightly because Krishna said it, must have said it so beautiful. "Mother, do not beat me." "But you are a thief, the king of thieves." Krishna argued back. Now you can see his supreme intelligence. "No, no, 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 no. In your father's lineages, all are thieves. And there is one Gopa in the lineage of Yashoda is called Chora Gopa. Chora means thief." So Krishna relates to that far away, distant ancestor who has a name, thief. No. And with this, he wanted to say, I have nothing to do with your corrupt lineage, which comes. I'm from Nanda Maharaj's lineage. I identify entirely there. He wanted to make his mother feel a little guilty or a little bad. "Then tell me one thing, Gopal," said Yashoda. "How did the yogurt pot break?" It was open. And Krishna, supremely intelligent, says, "Well, mother, when you ran so quickly, you struck with your own anklets against the pot, and then it broke. What is the fault on my side?" Now, Mother Yashoda was still angry, but she could not prevent a smile appearing on her face because her son argued so brilliantly. "And then tell me one thing. If you're not a thief, who was it who gave the butter and the ghee to the monkeys?" Krishna said, "He who created the monkeys, God. He inspired them to enter the house and steal. I was actually protecting our dignity. I caught them when they pulled at the ghee. What is my fault?" And then why did you run away? Well, I saw you approaching with a stick. And then I ran almost as if I am a thief. And then Krishna took the ultimate weapon of babies. He began to cry. And rubbed his hands. Some say Sanatana Goswami says there is a slight problem to decide. Was it because the tears were coming, Krishna therefore rubbed his hands to his eyes to prevent the tears from flowing? Or was it the other way around? That Krishna, out of deception, took his hands and rubbed them hard against his eyes so that finally tears came? There is very difficult to decide which one it was. Because he is Krishna. So then Gopal said something else. Ma, these monkeys are good monkeys. They had helped Lord Rama when he was going to conquer Lanka and kill Ravan. At that time, these monkeys had to undergo severe tribulations, suffering so much. Lord Rama had no food at that time to give them. He had nothing because he was wandering in the forest. Sometimes they got a little fruit and other times nothing at all, and they had to fast, poor monkeys. These monkeys had to undergo so much sufferings at that time. Now see how they are stretching out their hands and begging for makan, saying, give us, with so much delight that they were eating. That don't they deserve a little butter? So here you see another quality of the Lord. The Lord is Kritagya. Kritagya means, is translated as being grateful. Rupa Goswami says this is a quality in a superior person who never ever forgets the service which is rendered to, which was rendered to him, even if it was a slight service. So even in a different yuga, the Lord was there as Ramachandra, and he had taken so much seva from the monkeys. Now he felt in Krishna Leela, I have to reward them. And this spans over millions of years, my dear devotee. In the same way, Krishna is not able to forget any little service which you do. But Mother Yashoda didn't know or did not perceive Krishna as Lord Ramachandra or as God. She was under the impression that he's just her little boy. And therefore she made her last comment in this quarrel, which she regretted for many, many, many times over. She said, "O best of thieves, who use so clever words, enough of these words. Though you are the son of the king of Braja, you are fond of monkeys and you have the nature of a monkey." Krishna took this cue and he turned it around. He made a very fearful expression. He looked at the stick of his mother's hand, and to now make his mother afraid, he said, "If I'm a monkey, then I will go to the forest and stay with them there." Oh, Yashoda became highly worried. "My son will leave me? He will leave this house? He will join the monkeys in the forest because I said he has the nature of a monkey. What to do? I mean, he's so afraid now of this stick. But now another problem. He might run away any moment. Then she got the idea, let me bind him. Let me bind him. Then I take care of everything else. And then he will be corrected. And then everything will be all right. Now Gopa by this time was weeping incessantly. He took his small lotus hand. He breathed so heavily that the pearls and other ornaments around his neck were shaking. His beautiful neck, which was marked with three curving lines like you will find on the conch shell, was just trembling with tears. So Mother Yashoda was now getting in trouble. She threw away the stick and thought to herself, who can understand this boy? I must tie him up to prevent him leaving our house. Since I'm alone now, while he's bound, I will cook the milk and prepare his butter from the yogurt. And then I will quickly untie him to make him happy. And then this is over with. Loudly she said, O thief, who bewilders everyone with your restless eyes, I will bind you. And she took, and just see the motherly gesture, from her own hair, a little string which she used to bind her hair and tried to bind Krishna. At this moment, Krishna became so angry. He was not going to be bound so easily. That was beyond all dignity. He called out, Rohini! Please come quickly. This woman is going to do something to me. Where have you gone? Rohini was far away. You know where she was? At the house of Upananda, the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj, celebrating the upcoming Diwali. He was crying out for any possible help. But Mother Yashoda simply took another second string from her hair, connected with the first, and made a longer rope to bind Krishna to the mortar. But still, it was too short. So she called around, ropes, ropes, we need ropes here. And the neighbor ladies had by now come, and they supplied ropes. Other versions of the pastime say Mother Yashoda took Krishna and asked for ropes in the other households. But whatever she did, the ropes remained too fingers too short. The neighbor ladies by this time were sitting around and laughing and looking at Krishna's beauty. And they said, Yashoda, your son is not meant to be bound. It's not in his fate. Let him go. He's our Lala. Let him go. But due to Mother Yashoda's very stubborn and thick Vatsalya bhav, she could not give in. She said to herself, I will bind him up. If this is the last thing I do in my life, I will bind him up. Why should it not be possible? He's just a small boy. And she tried to get more ropes, but she could not bind Krishna, because he didn't want to be bound. He despised binding. The Lord is absolutely unbound. Nothing can bind him. The gunas have no influence over him. Time has no influence over him. He did not want to be bound. And we leave this Leela for today here. I would like to now ask you to do a practice which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur provides for us. He says the Lord should be seen. And the way that is done is by three steps. One hears from an authorized source about him. Then one reflects about the Lord. And then one deeply meditates about the Lord. And this is how the Lord can be seen ultimately. So we will now do the following. We will do something which is called remembering the pastimes of Krishna. I request you to turn towards Giriraj. We will sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And while we sing, we will try to connect with the Lord. Something which we have heard, something which has entered our heart and remained stuck there, and we will sing to the Lord. Vishwanath Chakravarti, in the same purport, it's a purport in the prayers to the personified Vedas, makes it very clear. We can do this, means thinking about the Lord, reflecting about the Lord, meditating about the Lord, by bringing our attention to the mantra which we have been heard with. And as we chant, something might come, some feeling of gratitude, something, whatever it is, we will receive it gratefully. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
This marks the end of this katha. You may stay here until lunch is served at 1 o'clock, as you wish. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna.